Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 14, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Upbit Exchange resumes Ether services months after $49 million hack. CME's Bitcoin options see first day volume of $2.3 million. Securitize opens IRAs to digital securities investors with partnership. Paxos tokenized gold futures are now trading on FTX exchange. LinkedIn says blockchain is top skill for 2020. Regulated derivatives will legitimize crypto, says CFTC chair. Bitcoin price rallies 3.7% to hit two-month high. Offblox launches U.S. government-tested digital signature service in beta. WisdomTree mulls new stablecoin as U.S. money manager drives toward crypto. Kraken futures to expand into Russia after new hire. Now let's get started. Upbit Exchange resumes Ether services months after $49 million hack. South Korea-based Upbit has restarted Ether wallet services nearly 2 months after hackers made off with $49 million of the cryptocurrency. The exchange recently announced that following an upgrade to its wallet security system, the platform is once more able to support ETH deposits and withdrawals. A tweet indicated the services had become available soon after 9 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time Monday. Traders will need to create a new wallet address to which ETH held on the exchange will be automatically deposited, the firm said. On November 26, Upbit confirmed an abnormal transaction had resulted in the exchange losing more than 342,000 ETH from its hot wallet, which at the time was worth approximately $49 million. The exchange transferred all remaining digital assets into cold storage as a precaution. Although user funds had not been affected, CEO Lee Seok-woo said in a statement following the attack that Upbit would suspend all trading functions temporarily. Days later, hackers divided the stolen ETH among several wallet addresses. One analyst suggested the group may be sending small test amounts through rival exchange Huobi in an attempt to launder the funds. In its announcement, Upbit requested users delete their previous addresses, reiterating that wallets created before the hack could not be used. The recovery of ETH sent to previous addresses from now could be a long and costly process, the exchange warned. CME's Bitcoin options see first day volume of $2.3 million. Options on Bitcoin futures from Chicago Mercantile Exchange, CME, got off to a good start on Monday, seeing trading volume reach 55 contracts in the opening session. That amounts to a notional volume of about $2.3 million or 275 Bitcoin, with each contract worth 5 BTC. Also, only call options traded on the first day, as noted by Skew.com, provider of data analytics for Bitcoin and Ether derivatives. An option contract is a derivative based on the value of an underlying instrument that provides the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell the specified amount of the underlying on or before the expiration date. A call option gives the holder a right to buy, while the put option gives the holder the right to sell. The growth of Bitcoin options is widely being touted as a move in the right direction for the cryptocurrency as it may boost institutional participation and help Bitcoin evolve into a mature asset class. Institutional trading platform Bakkt, a subsidiary of Intercontinental Exchange, launched Bitcoin options on December 9, with very little action on the first day. CME's launch day trading volume was nearly double the average daily volume seen on Bakkt since then. Options volumes on the CME may rise rapidly, too, as it has a robust, liquid underlying futures market. Successful options products require a robust, liquid underlying futures market. Our CME Bitcoin futures have rapidly evolved over the last 2 years to become one of the most liquid, listed Bitcoin derivatives products in the world, averaging nearly 6,400 contracts, equivalent to 31,850 Bitcoin, traded each day in 2019. Tim McCourt, managing director at CME Group, wrote in a LinkedIn post. CME's Bitcoin futures contracts witnessed increased participation in the days leading up to the options launch. The number of open positions held by traders, known as open interest, increased to more than 5,000 contracts, equivalent to over 25,000 Bitcoin, in the first four trading days of the year. Securitize opens IRAs to digital securities investors with partnership. Digital asset issuer Securitize has facilitated what it says is the first direct IRA investment in security token offerings (STOs). A customer of Alternative Investments Gateway Alto IRA purchased an initial investment in security tokens representing Cityblock Capital's $20 million venture fund, with tokens issued by Securitize. The arrangement is set to open new opportunities for retirement account investors seeking exposure to digital securities, an alternative investment, said Securitize CEO Carlos Domingo. At the moment, digital securities are not widely distributed, Domingo said. That makes it more complicated for investors to access them, creating a bad cycle. Before now, retirement investors were hard-pressed to find entry points into the high-risk, high-reward asset class Alto IRA CEO Eric Satz says has regularly outperformed the market. The idea of investing in alternative assets, much less a security token, would be anathema to traditional organizations, Satz said, referring to companies such as Fidelity, TD Ameritrade and Schwab. To overcome the institutional blockade, Alto IRA offers individuals those services as a self-directed individual retirement account custodian. In effect, this means Alto IRA facilitates trades and is the asset custodian, while the individual makes all investment decisions. That introduces risk. But Satz said retirement account investors are up for the effort, and are not ones to invest in asset classes of any type without doing their homework. What we're trying to do is open the doors and provide access to the everyday investor, the same access to higher assets that institutional investors have, Satz said. In the case of Cityblock Capital, the tokens will represent Cityblock's Ventures Fund NYCQ, a private fund with $10 million allocated to institutional investors. NYCQ includes holdings in Coinbase, Bakkt, Tagomi and Nomix. Paxos tokenized gold futures are now trading on FTX exchange. For the first time, investors can trade gold-backed futures contracts on a leading crypto derivatives exchange. In addition to its spot market trading, Pax Gold is now available as perpetual and quarterly futures contracts on FTX. Using Pax Gold, a stablecoin backed by gold, FTX will allow traders to buy and sell gold futures contracts via digital assets. A futures contract is an agreement to buy or sell a specified asset at a predetermined price at a specific time in the future. The price of Pax Gold is tied to the spot price of 1 troy ounce of London Good Delivery Gold, a standard measure for the London gold market. With Pax Gold, a trader or investor owns the underlying physical gold stored in London vaults, which is unlike gold futures, exchange-traded funds or unallocated gold. By offering more sophisticated trading vehicles for digital assets, FTX hopes to pave the way for eventual options and leverage trading for Pax Gold. Crypto trading is still a young market, said Paul Ciarverdini, head of trading at Paxos in an email to CoinDesk. Pax Gold futures on FTX shows how the market is maturing and that it is ready for more complex financial instruments. FTX is operated by Alameda Research, a cryptocurrency liquidity provider that ensures the exchange has access to deep liquidity pools essential for the health and growth of the crypto derivatives market. LinkedIn says blockchain is top skill for 2020. Blockchain is listed as the number one hard skill for 2020 in a new report compiled by jobs site LinkedIn. Last year, cloud computing, artificial intelligence and analytical reasoning led LinkedIn's global list of the most in-demand hard skills, LinkedIn wrote in the report. They're all on the list again this year, but a skill we weren't even looking at a year ago, blockchain tops the list of most in-demand hard skills for 2020. After analyzing the profiles of the users who are getting hired at the highest rates, LinkedIn researchers found blockchain to be the most in-demand skill. So the top ranking might actually be a result of the higher wages employers are ready to pay people who can ostensibly do the blockchains. Blockchain has emerged from the once shadowy world of cryptocurrency to become a business solution in search of problems, LinkedIn writes. Which means that you don't have to be in financial services to be seeking new hires who have background and expertise in putting blockchain to use. While there are different views on what benefits distributed ledgers can bring in reality, the business world is voting with its jobs, the report says, mentioning the business giants that have already caught the virus: IBM, Oracle, JP Morgan Chase, Microsoft, Amazon, and American Express. The companies that value blockchain-related skills most are in the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, and Australia, LinkedIn wrote. Even though the technology was absent from LinkedIn's 2019 rankings, blockchain developers topped the site's emerging jobs list in 2018. There are also more and more blockchain and crypto-related job postings on top headhunting websites, according to a November report by Indeed, a LinkedIn competitor. The number of such job ads rose by 26% from 20,182,019, the report said. Regulated derivatives will legitimize crypto, says CFTC chair. The chairman of the Commodities and Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, believes regulated derivatives will instill market confidence in cryptocurrencies. Chair Heath Tarbert told Cheddar Monday his agency is helping create a regulated futures market investors would be able to rely on for better price discovery, hedging, and risk management. By allowing cryptocurrencies to come into the world of the CFTC, investors can better access trusted and regulated financial products, improving overall confidence in the asset class, according to Tarbert. It's helping to legitimize digital assets, in my view, and add liquidity to these markets. The marketplace for cryptocurrencies derivatives is expanding. Although still dominated by unregulated exchanges, it is gradually facing greater competition from regulated alternatives. Bakkt launched physically delivered Bitcoin futures last September, and CME, which first launched Bitcoin futures in December 2017, opened trading for options contracts Monday. In the interview, Tarbert reiterated that his perspective will only extend to cryptocurrencies the CFTC currently classifies as commodities. Appointed chairman last April, he has advocated for an open regulatory regime when it comes to cryptocurrencies. In an op-ed published on the CFTC website November, Tarbert argued regulators should adopt a greater principles-based approach to the asset class. The trick with digital assets is to foster the development of exciting new products while mitigating potential risks, he wrote. Rather than the regulator issuing prescriptive rules that companies need to follow, companies should develop commercially viable solutions that satisfy regulatory standards, he said. The CFTC first defined Bitcoin as a commodity in 2015, confirming the classification when it gave the go-ahead to CME and CBOE to launch regulated futures at the close of 2017. Ether was only confirmed as a commodity last October when Tarbert said that, as it hadn't been treated as a security by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, it stands to reason that it is most likely a commodity. When asked by Cheddar whether any other cryptocurrencies, such as XRP, could soon be defined as commodities, Tarbert told investors to watch this space as the CFTC works closely with the SEC to really think about which crypto falls in what box. Bitcoin price rallies 3.7% to hit two-month high. The price of Bitcoin, BTC, has risen once again after a successful launch of CME's Bitcoin options surpassed rival Bakkt on its BTC futures contracts in the first day of trade volume. On January 14 at around 0:30 Coordinated Universal Time, the price of the world's largest cryptocurrency by market value rose above an area of resistance that had stifled previous rallies near $8,200 for over a week beginning January 7. As of press time, BTC is changing hands at $8,413 after reaching its highest point in nearly 2 months at around $8,446, CoinDesk BPI data shows. This comes several hours after the successful launch of Chicago-based derivatives exchange CME's futures contracts for BTC, which surpassed rival-backed in reported volume within its first day of trading. Global head of crypto trading giant Cumberland, Chris Zolk, said institutional investors are seeking traditional risk management tools to support greater entry into crypto. As with any new financial product, we expect volume will grow organically as investors get more comfortable trading it, Zolk said. An option on a futures contract gives a holder the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell a specific futures contract at a strike price on or before the option's expiration date. Joshua Green, head of trading at cryptocurrency trading firm Digital Asset Capital Management, said the rise in BTC's value was nothing obvious, citing a potential short squeeze. Maybe some negative gamma from spot moving through that strike of $8,250 or people covering shorts that were put on in a notification of Chinese New Year sell-off, Green said. Justin Chow, global head of business development at Cumberland, said BTC's recent rally was being led by altcoins, specifically BTC forks such as Bitcoin SV and Bitcoin Cash. While the CME BTC options launch corresponded to the move, BTC forked coins and other altcoins that have upcoming halvings are the strongest performers, Chow said. BSV and BCH are currently posting a 22.1 and 6.84% rise respectively over a 24-hour period. Other notable cryptocurrencies are also up on BTC's good fortune, with Ether and XRP both up 2.95 and 2.16%, respectively. Offblocks launches U.S. government-tested digital signature service in beta. Digital signature platform Offblocks is bringing its government-tested document verification tools to the public. The company launched its digital identity mobile app beta Monday, according to CEO Colin Campbell, offering to the public some of the Factum blockchain-powered anti-forgery mechanisms the companies have been building for the U.S.'s Department of Homeland Security, DHS, since November. The full platform is expected to go live in the coming weeks. Offblocks public service seeks to infuse trust across digital file sharing. People and companies have an inherent need to authenticate any number of documents, Campbell said. While signing PDF contracts is perhaps the most well-known digital signature use case, Campbell said that increasingly digitized workspaces and lives require more robust platforms. Campbell said he built the file-agnostic Offblocks platform for the everyday, any situation user that might need to verify a screen grab, a video or music file. The big difference is you can sign any file in any format, however it's presented to you, Campbell said. Imagine how you could interact with the digital world around you. He said the service could be used by creators seeking to validate their digital rights and even car crash victims that need to provide photographic evidence to their insurance providers. Campbell said he's positioning his service for wide adoption, in the belief that a second layer solution is the only way to bring the masses to blockchain. Market realities dictated Campbell's partnership with Factum. He could not afford to pay often high and volatile transaction fees associated with public blockchains like Bitcoin and Ethereum, he said, and many of his prospective clients balked at interacting with cryptocurrency, still untrusted in some enterprise circles. If all goes according to plan, Offblocks first users will have no idea a blockchain's involved. You won't find a single mention of the word blockchain in the app, Campbell said. It's become a bit of a dirty word. The beta does mention the term, though. But that doesn't mean it's not a valuable technology. Campbell saw no reason to burden everyday users with buzzwords. He does not consider himself a tech guy, and therefore believed that he had more to gain by staying quiet on the back-end complexities than attempting to educate a public still largely ignorant about blockchain. Most applications now on a blockchain are built by enthusiasts for enthusiasts, trying to impress their mates, Campbell said. WisdomTree mulls new stablecoin as U.S. money manager drives toward crypto. WisdomTree, an asset manager specializing in exchange-traded funds, is vying to become one of the first established U.S. financial firms to offer clients digital assets, including a so-called stablecoin whose value is closely linked to the U.S. dollar. New York-based WisdomTree, which oversees about $63 billion, views cryptocurrencies and digital assets as a natural extension of its business in exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, according to corporate strategy director William Peck. ETFs trade like stocks on exchanges but allow investors to allocate money to traditional financial assets ranging from high-dividend companies to bonds and emerging market currencies. According to Peck, a regulated WisdomTree stablecoin could look similar in structure and purpose to an ETF backed by dollar-denominated assets like short-term U.S. Treasury bonds. But it could appeal to crypto traders since it would theoretically move easily on networks powered by blockchain, the computer programming technology underpinning cryptocurrencies. We absolutely see a market within the existing crypto-native community, transacting digital assets today, Peck said. Longer term, this is positioning us to be a leader in fast-evolving crypto markets. The revelation that WisdomTree was looking into creating a stablecoin follows the announcement last week that it was the lead investor in a new $17.65 million funding round for the startup company SeekerNC, which specializes in tools designed to assure regulatory compliance on blockchain systems. Late last year, WisdomTree launched an exchange-traded product on a Swiss stock exchange designed to provide investors with exposure to Bitcoin. A stablecoin from a regulated money manager like WisdomTree might receive a warmer reception from U.S. authorities who last year largely panned a proposal from the social network Facebook to launch a token that its 2.3 billion users could use for payments. Dollar-linked tokens like Tether, USD Coin and MakerDAO's DAI, launched by crypto industry programmers and entrepreneurs, have evolved to become a de facto form of cash in digital asset markets, though none of those are regulated as registered securities. WisdomTree hasn't filed any public, formal proposals with securities regulators for digital assets, according to Peck, and he declined to provide a timeline for any plans. Big money managers often discuss proposals privately with regulators prior to making a formal filing. This is going to be something that we would proactively bring to them, Peck said. Boston-based Fidelity Investments, which manages or administers about $7.8 trillion of customer assets, argued in a report last week that the potential of Bitcoin, the largest and oldest cryptocurrency, cannot be ignored. There's a belief among some that blockchain-based infrastructure is going to be more and more critical in financial services going forward, said Peck. We feel like this kind of step is a way in which WisdomTree can be involved if the world evolves in that way. Kraken Futures to expand into Russia after new hire. Kraken Futures has hired its first Russian representative in a bid to ramp up its operations in the world's largest country by landmass. The regulated futures provider, acquired by Kraken last year when it was called Crypto Facilities, brought on Alexei Bradjin last month and now intends to grow its Russian presence with in-person visits and Russian-language social media groups. The London-based subsidiary currently offers Bitcoin, Ether, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin and XRP futures contracts and sees some $17 million in daily volume for the Bitcoin futures alone. Russia is the most underappreciated market in crypto today, said Kevin Beardsley, head of business development at Kraken Futures. Beardsley believes the abundance of tech talent, especially in crypto, makes Russia an attractive market. The conversation is dominated by the US and China, probably a bit less Japan and Korea, he said. Even, though, Russia is objectively a leader in the infrastructure building and has a large community, it gets relatively little coverage. As two examples, Beardsley cited Telegram and TradingView, which have teams predominantly from Russia and surrounding nations. Bradjin started in November 2019, the company announced last month. Beardsley said the post was published on December 24 but backdated to November. He comes with experience in the industry, having founded peer-to-peer crypto futures exchange ICBIT back in 2011. That was acquired by Swedish crypto exchange Cefelo in 2016. Russian traders increasingly consider cryptocurrency to be just another asset class, alongside commodities and currencies, Bradjin told CoinDesk. The rapidly growing number of individual traders, combined with the increasing acceptance of trading cryptocurrency, represent clear, positive signals for the growth cryptocurrency futures trading in Russia. He added that even though derivatives market at large in Russia is still very young, it's already developed into one of the most important markets. Cryptocurrency derivatives started attracting traders from the classic futures market in 2018, it grew in 2019 and trading experts expect the trend to continue in 2020, Bradjin said. The Russian expansion for Kraken will not involve spot trading or see any fiat on ramps for the Russian ruble. Crypto-to-crypto futures trading is the safest way to enter the market, Beardsley said, as it presents a relatively low risk of the exchange being used for money laundering. So far, few global exchanges have paid special attention to Russia, among them Huobi, which opened an office in Moscow in November 2018, Binance, which launched a fiat on-ramp for the Russian ruble earlier this year. Russians are trading crypto derivatives quite actively, according to the Yakov Barinsky, CEO of HashCIB, a crypto asset management firm that actively trades derivatives itself. Barinsky said between 10% and 15% of the trading volume on the most popular crypto derivatives exchanges like BitMEX, Deribit and Kraken comes from Russian traders, most of whom are professionals. Russian traders might be bringing in from $4 million of trades on Kraken to some $230 million on BitMEX in Bitcoin futures trade. As such, Kraken will face some serious competition in Russia, Barinsky said, adding, after Binance Futures was launched, liquidity started moving to it and we expect that it's going to exceed others by trading volume this year. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.